your Bibles to the book of Psalms tonight, Psalm 139, and we'll read a few of the verses in that psalm and pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. I just going to want to kind of brag a little bit on the Lord tonight as we look in this psalm, and I believe there's some help for us right here in the Word of God tonight. Psalm 139, you're willing and able to stand, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1 tonight. Psalm 139, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hide it not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee. I was made in secret and carelessly wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in conditions were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy faults unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! I should count them, they're more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight one more time, allowing us this opportunity to be in your house. Lord, I pray now for just a few minutes as we look at this psalm. Oh God, I pray, may the Spirit of God open this psalm up to our heart. May we behold the wondrous things in Psalm 139. Lord, help us, God, to hide it in our heart. Help us, Lord, to be more conformed to your image. I pray you'd save that soul that's lost. I pray you'd help your people. And I pray somehow, some way, we'd be able to magnify and make much of your name tonight. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I will look at this psalm tonight, a very familiar psalm here in Psalm 139, and preach just a few minutes on this subject of our God. Our God. We see the psalmist writing, and he is magnifying the greatness of our God. Now, as I was studying and reading, one Jewish teacher has called this psalm the crown of the Psalms, and I believe he said that because of how much this passage magnifies the God that you and I serve. Now, we're in a world that has many gods, so-called gods tonight. They worship everything coming and going. They worship men. They worship nature. They worship money. They worship those who are out front in Hollywood or in sports. And they worship many things and many people. But I want to remind us tonight that the God we serve is not like those false gods. Our God is God, and He's all by Himself God. Amen. We're not propping God up. We're not trying to make God better. We don't have to help God. Hey, our God's a mighty God, a great God, a wonderful God. Hey, there is no other God beside Him tonight. Oh, friend, as I read this psalm, it always thrills my heart as I think about the greatness of God. Hey, I'm glad I know Him. I'm glad He knows me. Hey, He is great tonight. There's three things I want to look at in this psalm about our God, and I'll get out of the way. Now, first of all, let me say in verses 1 through 6, our God is omniscient. He is all-knowing, for that is what that word omniscient means. He has universal knowledge. He knows all things. He has infinite knowledge. He does not have to learn anything. He just knows. Amen. Hey, God's never had to learn anything. Matter of fact, Job talked about in his book, nobody's had to teach God. Nobody has to be God's counselor. Hey, God knows all things tonight. Hey, He says there in verse 2 that God knows my every movement. The Bible said, thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Hey, He knows when I'm awake, and He knows when I'm asleep. He knows when I'm resting, and He knows when I'm laboring. Hey, God knows every movement that you and I make. Hey, sometimes the flesh and the devil and the world have you believe how God doesn't care and God doesn't know. But God knows your every movement. You and I cannot count our steps today. Amen. Matter of fact, a preacher buddy of mine yesterday, he's got one of those new watches, that Fitbit business and all the rest of that, keeping up with your steps and stuff. And he made mention, he said he put it on the other night preaching. He said, I took 1,500 steps trying to preach. He said, ain't no wonder us preachers are tired when we get done. Amen. Hey, I don't know how many steps I've taken a day, but God does. He knows every movement, my downsetting, my uprising. Hey, it's good to know that's the God we serve tonight. Oh, God is omniscient. He knows our every movement. Hey, in verse 2 also, He knows our every motive. The Bible says, thou understandest my thought afar off. Hey, God knows why we're doing what we're doing. Amen. Hey, now I want to help you right here. There will be some time in your Christian life you're going to be misunderstood. Somebody's going to accuse you of being holier than thou. Somebody's going to accuse you of thinking you're better than somebody else. But I want to tell you, God, He knows our thought afar off. He knows our motive. What is it making us do what we're doing tonight? Hey, God knows why I'm here, and He knows why you're here tonight. Amen. Hey, He knows our motive. Not only He knows our every movement and our every motive, but in verse 3 and 4, He knows our every moment. Look at the Bible. He said, thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. He knows every moment of my day. Hey, He's walked with me, and He's talked with me, and He also saw where I walked, and He's heard what I've talked about. Amen. Sometimes we think we're getting by. Amen. We all do it. Do you notice when you sin how you are? You ever pay attention to what you're doing? You look all the way around you. You're trying to make sure nobody that really knows you knows what you're doing. That's right. But I want to tell you something. God knows it. Amen. God knows everything. You're not going to slip nothing by God. God's not going to be surprised. He is right there. He knows every moment of your life. He also knows your every maneuver. In verse 5, he said, "Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me." Hey, we're finding out that God is omniscient. He knows everything about you and I. Now, understand this. When we meet someone the first time, we always try, as we say, put our best foot forward, try to impress somebody, try to watch how we introduce or how we're doing. Hey, and after a while, you begin to really learn people more. Hey, God don't have to learn you. He knows you. Amen. Oh, friend, God is omniscient today. Now, you may be in a rough place and think, God don't know. God does know. Amen. He is omniscient. Can I say also, not only God is omniscient, verse 1 through 6, but our God is omnipresent in verse 7 through 12, which simply means He is present in all places at the same time. You know something, you and I can't do that. And I want to help you. Look up here a minute. The devil can't be everywhere at the same time either. He is limited tonight. Amen. I know everybody says that devil's been here and there. Hey, the devil can only be one place at a time. But ladies and gentlemen, there's not a place that God is not. Amen. Hey, through the years, the scoffers, the agnostic, the atheist, they always thought, well, where did God come from? You answer back like this, anywhere He chooses. Amen. Because He is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. We find that there's nowhere that you can hide from God, according to this psalm. Boy, folk want to hide, but you can't hide from God. The Bible teaches us in verse 7 and 8 that death cannot hide you. For the Bible said, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Hey, death cannot hide you from God. Hey, there's people that don't want anything to do with God. And they hate God, and they want to tell everybody, well, like an animal, we'll just lay down and that'll be it. But that ain't the end of it. There's an eternity ahead. Amen. And death will not hide you from God. Can I say also in verse 9 and 10 that distance cannot hide you? The Bible said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Hey, you realize you can't get too far away from God? I'm talking about in a literal sense. Hey, you can't outrun God. Hey, God will be there before you get there. Amen. I've got a dear Christian friend of mine. He's not a preacher. But boy, God saved him out of the depths of sin. And he told me when he was under conviction, him and his wife flew to the Bahamas, and he was going there with the intent to get away from God. And he found God in the Bahamas. I had another friend, matter of fact, a deacon that's in heaven now, when he is trying his best to run from God under deep Holy Ghost conviction, he said, I'll go to New York City. I'll blend in all those millions there. I'll hide from God. But he told me, he said, preacher, I went into a bar, was going to drink myself totally drunk. He said, but when I sat down in that bar, the Holy Ghost was right there, speaking to me, telling me I need to repent. NBC. He could not get enough distance between him and God. I'm telling you tonight, hey, distance cannot hide anybody from the eye of God. He is everywhere at the same time. Amen. Hey, not only death cannot hide you and distance cannot hide you, but verse 11 and 12, darkness cannot hide you. The Bible said, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hide it not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. Hey, darkness can't hide you. Hey, everybody look at me a minute. Ain't it amazing so much of the meanness of this world goes on in the night? The dark. Amen. But the Bible said the darkness and the light, they're the same to God. Amen. Hey, people from Adam and Eve in the garden to this very day have tried to hide from God. Adam and them thought they'd hide behind a tree. Amen. But God made that tree, and God was there when they was trying to hide behind the tree. Amen. Hey, we find that God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. You can't get away from Him. Can I say also on a positive side that nothing the devil throws at you, nothing the world throws at you, or the devil, the imps of hell throw at you, nothing can hide you from God. You understand if you're as though Daniel was, and you wind up in the den of lions, you'll find God in the midst of that den of lions. If you as the Hebrew boys and wind up in a burning fiery furnace, you'll find God in the midst of that burning fiery furnace. Whatever you're facing today, God is present. He knows what's going on in your life. Hey, God is omniscient. God is omnipresent. Let me say number 3 in verse 13 through 18. God is omnipotent. That means He's almighty. It means possessing unlimited power, all-powerful, infinite power. Hey, it's good to know the God we serve has power. Amen. There is not another God in this world that men look to can help anybody because they have no power. Dagon didn't even have the power to set himself back up. Amen. When God knocked him on his face in that temple that day, hey, the Philistines had to set him back up. Amen. Hey, all the idol gods don't help folk in the earthquakes, in the tsunamis, in the typhoons, in the hurricane. Hey, there ain't but one God got power. Amen. Hey, this God is omnipotent, all-powerful. He is the creator in verse 13. He said, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. God is the creator. Now, I'll tell you something. This world, you got people in the church world now trying to tell you God used evolution in making this world. That's a lie hatched in the heart of the devil. Amen. God stepped out where there was nothing, and by the very words of His mouth, I spoke worlds into existence, made flowers to grow, made the tree to come forth. Hey, and with His own hand, He made man with a handful of dust and breathed in him the breath of life. God is the creator. Amen. Hey, you didn't evolve. This thing didn't take millions of years. That's right. 6 days God labored, and on the seventh day He sat back and enjoyed what He made. Amen. Hey, and I did say that's what He did the seventh day. He wasn't wore out. Amen. When it said He was sitting there admiring His own handiwork. Amen. Hey, friend, God is the creator. And according to verse 14 through 18, we are the created. Amen. Look at these verses. Right here is Bible proof. Listen to me. Life's at conception. Amen. Not a fetus, a child. Amen. Hey, every young person, every older person, it ain't a choice, it's a child. Amen. Look at our Bible, verse 14. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. We are wonderfully made. You know what's going on in our world today because of Hollywood? People look at themselves and think they're not right. But God made you the way you are. Amen. God didn't make no mistake. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Boy, that helps. Hey, if you truly do have a low self-esteem problem, that ought to help it. Amen. You are made in the likeness of God Himself. That's right. He said you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, carefully wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes to see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which then were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Hey, if God's got a record that they are a child, amen. Hey, every baby, look at me, that's been aborted in just this country was a person. God had a design for their life, but somebody decided to snuff it out. Amen. Oh, by the way, that's getting to be less popular among the church world now. But I'm telling you, that's the Bible. I've read in your hearing, you've read it with your eyes. Hey, God has wrote all our members down in a book. Amen. Hey, God made us. He created us. Oh, friend, hey, life's at conception. Hey, I'm telling you what today, it don't matter what all the liberals say. Amen. God's word is not going to change. Amen. Hey, God is so powerful that he made everything you see. Your body is so complex. You understand that doctors don't hardly know half of what go with your body. They don't. That's why every time you go, doctor, you have a virus. What is a virus, preacher? It is a smart way to say, I don't know what's wrong with you. That's right. That's why they can't give you nothing for it. Amen. That's right. Hey, but God has all power. He is not weak and weak. He is mighty tonight. Amen. His hand parted the Red Sea. His hand, hey, you understand, holds everything where it's supposed to be. Amen. Man, it boggles my mind. They get talking about how many solar systems they're discovering. And God did all that in a day. Let there be, but if there they came. I like what Job said about the morning star. Boy, they sang when they was created. Ain't that something? They even making music to the Creator. Amen. Hey, God is all power. There's nothing you can face he can't handle. Now, I want to say this for a close. I want you to notice that throughout this message, I said our God is. I did not say that God was. I did not say God wanted to be. But I said God is. Amen. You know, that word is a wonderful verb. Present tense. You realize is can never be in the past tense or the future. It's present tense. Right now. Always. Amen. Hey, here's something else I want to mention to you. Did you notice in definitions of the word infinite kept coming up? Infinite power, infinite knowledge. What? That means without limits. That's the power God's got. You and I have a limited power for what we can do. Our government, though they think they're hot shots, they're limited in their power. Amen. Hey, God is not limited. Oh, I'm glad I know God tonight. Amen. Hey, all I'm doing, not trying to brag on him. I tell you, he's worth bragging on. Amen. Nobody else like him. Amen. Our God is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. What a God that you and I serve tonight. Father, I ask you now, take the word of God, seal it to our heart. Help us, Lord, to keep in mind who you are. Lord God, I'm glad you're in control. I'm glad you're not puzzled. You've never scratched your head and said, what am I going to do? Lord, you know what's going on before it even happens. Lord, help us as your people to look to you, knowing we serve you tonight, and we'll praise you for all things you do. In Jesus' name, heads bowed and eyes closed. Maybe there's someone tonight lifting a hand would say, preacher, I'm lost. Remember me in prayer. Preacher, I'm lost. Anybody tonight? Anyone at all? You that are saved tonight, maybe you're facing something and you just need to have God's people remember to pray, and you've been reminded tonight of the God that you serve. And you say, preacher, pray for me, and I'll just look to him and trust him. And I say, amen. Hands are going up. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Brother Tim's going to get us a song. And this altar's open. You need to come pray. You come on. I'm glad God's ear is open. God is not deaf. God is not distant. God is not going to delay. He'll be on time. This altar's open if you'll come.